Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The Campus Mental Health Center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit a health center and be a healthier TERP.
We're back. Yay! Welcome, everybody. We back with another J-Files New Music Friday with the WMUC radio station, FM, and digital. Look, I'm so excited. I got some fresh new music for y'all and a fresh new topic with a fresh, brand spanking new out-of-the-box guest. I got with me my home skillet biscuit, Chiso Obichere.
Hi.
Yes, that's the enthusiasm I need. How are you feeling?
I'm really excited.
Yes.
This is all new and fancy. Now I'm excited for all the topics that we're going to go through. So, yes.
So we're going to get into it. So I'm very excited. Hold on, wait. I forgot something. Because she a new guest I got to. Hold on. Oh, and that's the wrong one. Hold on. Well, I heard it.
Okay.
But basically, yeah, let's get into it. We got the J-Files New Music Friday coming to you with some heat. Stay tuned.
Scorch every acre, don't People turn strangers. They don't come around unless they need me for a favor. This life is hard enough. So much tension, I don't know who to trust. As people turn strangers. Self is like your daddy. Swear it takes too much to make you happy. Thought you can't be gangster. How you let the fame and money change you? I've seen people turn to snakes. Know some trying to get me out the way. Some nights I don't know how much I can take. How much I can take. Circles changing up out of season. People coming round for all the wrong reasons. All the wrong reasons. Backs against the wall. I've got friends falling off. Phone is ringing less. But when they f***ed up, I'm the first one they press. I see how this works. Can't give you my best if you ain't love me at my worst. I'm avoiding getting deep. Anytime I get attached, it's like I lose some of me. There's layers to the story. Sometimes it's hard to know what's ready for me. Need someone in autumn. By December, we've already hit the bottom. 'Cause people turn strangers. They don't come around unless they need me for a favor. This life is hard enough. So much tension, I don't know who to trust. As people turn strangers. All the wrong reasons. 'Cause people turn strangers.
I'm gonna, yeah. Now I'm just waiting on a text from you saying that you can decide if you want to. Tonight, if you want to, I'll be on my way to you. Straight on my way, so
we can
grind if you want to. All night, if you want to, just come on, baby. Something ain't working. So much for love, us dream. So much for stability.
it's all gone. Love been pulling me down like gravity. Usually it's just when they don't know how to love, and the other just don't know how to trust. And this room created for people like us. So Lord, can love ever be selfish? I'm too busy checking off the checklist. This is my defense and protection while I'm waiting on your text. And yes, you can decide if you want to. Tonight, if you want to, I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way, so we can grind if you want to. All night, if you want to, you can come on, baby. Just come on, baby.
And that was Side Slider by Isaiah Haran. Man, that's my guy. I'm about to see him in concert. I'm excited. Anyways, and then before that was Strangers by Tink. Because, and I'm going to give a little highlight because I heard someone like the song. And I'm going to ask Chiso if you can tell me to shout them out.
Yes, I want to shout out my friend Fiola. She really liked the song. She even asked for the artist because I was like, oh, she was like, oh, who is this artist? And I was like, oh, cool beans. Like, don't worry, Jabari's going to say the names of the artist and the song name, so it's okay. Like, so there you go. You have the song name and the artist now.
Yes. Hey, see, you got a fan. That's all you got. More of y'all got to come. More of y'all got to come. Give you one a shout out. And then before that was Idea One by a DMV artist by Keela. And I was excited. She has an album coming out or EP, so I'm excited to listen to that. So yeah, I would interject with some pop music culture news, but again, I don't have that time. And then I apologize for the kerfuffle in the beginning, because come to find out, I forgot to press the off for the mic. That's why, because we were like confused on why couldn't we hear the music in the booth, and so I was like, wait. And then I pressed the off button for the mic, and I was like, that did it. So now we can hear you. You can hear us. And we're going to keep it pushing. Because this is the J-Files New Music Friday, WMUC, FM, and digital. Let's keep going.
It's Friday. Oh, If you're the best things, baby, count best one I've had all this year, but I can't ignore our obvious attraction. I imagine how it ends, up in flames we'll go again, seeking chaos can't help giving in to passion. But there's something so vexing about you, it's like a call to blow a stone to prove. We've been through this before, fell in and out, I said no more, but still I want you like a mad, mad woman. I remind myself how he'd question everything about me, call me stupid as a mindless joke, he hypnotized me as we spoke, purely mythological, with the ugliest soul. Holding me for ransom, cause there's something so vexing about you, it's like the gods above us stone to prove. We've been through this before, fell in and out, I said no more, but still I want you like a mad, mad woman. Begins to sour, and I'm seeing myself in a dreadful fashion. Then the fog begins to clear as I'm gasping a cleaner. I remember our together were so handsome, cause there's something so vexing about you, it's like the gods above us stone to prove. Still I want you like a mad, mad
was Mad Woman by Leve, and then before that, that was La 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 by Destin Conrad, and then the first song before that we played was White Noise by Holly Hubbardstone. So yeah, so Chiso said that she Holly Hubbardstone, the first song, she kind of sounded like Sabrina Carpenter.
I feel like she sounds a little bit like Sabrina, but then we also just mentioned Chapel Roan, and like the instrumental also sounds like her instead, but yeah. I just feel like it's about the same.
Yeah. And so what was crazy is like we were literally just sitting back talking about the Coachella lineup and like, and so like today's hot topic is something with Coachella, but I'm like, dang, geez, we could have just talked about Coachella this entire time. But it's okay, because we gonna talk, because I have a lot of opinions, and I think Chiso has a lot of opinions on the hot topic. So, again, we can't be wasting time. So we're going to get right back into it. Next up, we got Day After Day by Big Sad, 1900, and Black's And so we're going to keep the new music flowing, all right? This is the J-Files New Music Friday, FM and digital. Let's keep it going.
Hair running on my wrist. Fit now. Nah, I just spent the whole block on my I feel like the richest in the trench. LA Young take diamonds, look like Birdman in my pit. Soon as I touch a billion, I'm breaking your mood like me. Get your talk, I'm the biggest boss. By the jet, man. Change flows, change clothes, not a nose, leave them in a gas pit. I charge a virgin, make back for a feature, I'm taxing. Rico, murder trial, my dog, no to say nothing. 1 mil, 2 mil, 3 mil, just on Netflix. Young came up, same, we ain't have nothing. Oh, with none of them, not one of them, too much pressure. I made a way for these, I have my way with you, yeah, yeah. I see the head on you, my killers lay on you, yeah, yeah. Gotta keep that on the hush when they gun you down. My price keep going up. Ain't no coming down.
Everybody, everybody, this is one of them. Two-tone Maybach, this is one of one. Baby, set the standards, motivate them, baby, come to chill. I done told you, this the realest as they get.
It's one of them.
We the best.
It's one of them.
We the best music.
Music.
It's one of them.
Ever.
It's one of them.
It's one of them.
It's one of them. It's one of them.
Grow your past to fit into your future.
I'll keep the dress. I'll never put on my body ever again. But I'll throw away my boyfriends. Real life, fake friends. I don't make no secret that I'm a mess in the city with a heart made of
That was Carrie Bradshaw by Kylie Cantrell. And then before that was DJ Khaled, Father of Assad, another one. I call it a chandelier. And then him, Future, and Lil Baby with one of them. And before that, Bliss and Big Sad 1900. All right. So I think it's time. I think it is time to get in to the hot topic of the day. You ready for this, Chiso?
Yes, I am.
See, a little snippet slipped by, but hopefully y'all wasn't paying attention. So, yeah, so Today is the first day of Coachella.
Yes.
And so we have a lot of artists out there. We have Sabrina Carpenter, Justin Bieber, and Carol G headlining.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think that's a good lineup now. Justin Bieber, I wonder, after the Grammys performance of him being in his drawers.
Yes, yes.
It was stale, but you know, he the vocals were there.
Oh, of course.
I was just like, oh. Like, you know.
He didn't give anything. I think he thought his voice was going to carry him through the performance. Nothing else. Yeah. And then they kept panning to Haley, and I was just like, okay, it's their sentiment, I guess.
And I feel like Haley could see, like, the camera, knows the cameraman, like, looking into, she just, like, side-eyeing like, going, like, in the city, you con. Like, that's, but no hate. But, main thing is that there's been some controversy with the girl group.
Yes.
Yeah, and so, just recently, all last week, Hybe and Cat's Eye, they have been teasing their new song, Pinky Up. Mm-hmm. And it's coming off their last song, which I didn't really kind of favor or like, Internet Girl.
Yep.
And so, but between Internet Girl and Pinky's Up, there has been some controversy with the girl group as Manon was on a hiatus for what they say, a lot of different reasons, but a lot of people speculate different reasons of like doing an independent little short film that she did, which she looked phenomenal in. She did phenomenal in, and just like other things. But then people were speculating that she'd be back sooner, and especially by Coachella.
Yeah.
So last week they were putting out teasers. And it was just the five of them.
I mean, I think originally the teasers had six of them, but I think they re-recorded a lot of stuff because I'm sure she was in the original music video.
You think so?
Yeah.
If we think about like, you know, a music video process, but like Internet Girl came out like last year in December. So if they just went off the back of it, then it's just like, you know, I don't know. Maybe I was kind of the people that were thinking like, oh, they're going like probably going to do a surprise, like only show five girls and then in the music video show six.
There's a scene in the car where like Danny instead pops out, but everyone was thinking Manon was in the car instead, but Danny instead. Yeah. Which, I mean, yay, kudos to her or whatever, but
but we're going to play the song and we want you to marinate on the song and think about and just figure out what you think about it, all right?
Yeah.
So yeah, this is Pinkies Up by Cat's Eye.
I bet it goes like this.
Pinky up. Up. Pinky up. Up. Pinky up. Up. Pinky up. Up. Pinky up.
One day soon the world's gonna end. I'm gonna make out with my new bestest friends. I wanna live large right before it all burns down.
Up. Up. Pinky up.
Pinky up. Up. Pinky up. Up. Pink, 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 pinky up.
Yeah, we love Six Flags. Yeah, we love Six Flags. Oh God, me and Cheezin were just having a laugh because Cheezo's friends are just so funny. They are just in the just texting her group chat, talking about like, no more Pinky Up. We're just having a ball. So yeah, that was Pinky Up without Manon. Kind of let down for their little debut or their fifth one. I think my quarrels with Cat's Eye One, bring back the bridges. Where the bridges go?
Yes,
it's just a 2 minute. Little John, it's literally 2 minutes and 11 seconds.
Yeah, songs are getting shorter, no bridges, vocals are not even being layered anymore, just noisy beats.
Right, the only person that can do that is Pink Panthers, and
yes,
she stopped that.
Yes.
and she stopped doing that.
Yeah,
I think it's definitely a letdown. I think when we were talking, and I feel like there's just a whole bunch of things. Go, like the downfall of Cat's Eye, and it's just like one of them is like the songwriting, and I'm gonna look up these lyrics while we listen to what Cheezo guys say. What you guys say, Cheez?
I was saying earlier that I just think the song is not as good as Gnarly, though I do think Gnarly just wrote off of like the popularity wave and how it was like it was like whiplash for everyone because they thought it would sound different. And also this song just, it sounds at the end with the like Six Flags music, it also just sounds like Jump by Blackpink. I know you boys out there are probably like, what's going on? But it does sound like Jump. Like, yeah. Hive is funny for that though. But no, I just don't like it.
Yeah. Us Against the World, Shake and Shake in the Parking Lot. If we get arrested, ha ha, baby, laugh it off. Wow.
Right, okay, so
Boba T, gnarly. Robotics, gnarly. You know, it's just like their songwriting is a joke, and it's a shame because it's just like I feel like they're talented girls. Mm-hmm. I think every one of them brings something to the table. Do I think every girl on there is like the biggest vocalist? Oh,
no.
God, no. But do I think that they can each carry a note and sing? Yeah, heck yeah. And so I think it's like my problem is, it's like, you know, it's of course it's like it's always going to be with Hive. But then it's like I'm kind of like questioning like the girls of Cat's Eye, because it's just like, dang, like if y'all really cared about
you
each other,
you would have put a fight up or something.
Yeah.
Or like I feel like they seem perceived to not have that much authority over the group in general, behind the scenes administrative wise. But in reality, I'm sure it's not like that at all. So
yeah, and that's kind of like what throws me off. And like, you know, I won't do a generalization of K-pop, but like that's what I don't like about a lot of these artists. I think I'd like, you know, and Cheezo can say if I'm wrong, but I think like, unless you're already established and big, like Blackpink and BTS, and possibly, what's it called? This is for all the ladies.
Oh, Twice.
Twice. Oh, don't hate me, guys. I know Twice. I like them. I love them. But like, Twice, I like their music. Mm-hmm. I like Twice's music. I think like they have, I would assume that they have possibly more agency over their artistry, maybe not like of ownership, because I doubt, because I feel like they would never get, they ain't releasing them chains that much. But it's like with these girls, it's like they've been sabotaged from the jump. They've been sabotaged from the jump. They over, like Hive, it's a business game with them, putting the girls out, then knowing that people already hate Mano.
Yeah.
And then right after, literally, I won't say like right off the bat, like maybe like a year after their debut, and right before Beautiful Chaos came out, they going to tease what's it called, Prelude.
Yeah. Oh yes, the other group.
So it's just like they don't care about them girls.
No.
They don't care about them girls, and it's kind of like Yikes on Bikes, you know?
Yeah, I feel like either way the industry hasn't changed. Like, there's consistently scandals going on. Like, there's a big parasocial relationship between artist and fan that has, like, increased over the years. I've heard it's been worse in the past, but, like, recently, like, it's out in the open because you can go on the internet and be like, oh, this person is dating this person, or, oh, there's, like, a stalker going after this person. You can tell, like, where they are, who they're with, and stuff like that. And also, we don't even know what goes into their contracts, so, like, we don't know what they really signed up to do. And then also, like, they just did, they did the Dream Academy, so I just feel like it's a waste of our time and their time putting out music like this when they, we know they're capable of, like, vocals, and sure, we can see their performances, they're really talented, like, they're in sync, they all have the same synergy and good energy level, but I just feel like it's a waste.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, odd. It's definitely, like, odd, because, like, everything you said, like, you know, I remember when it was, when did it come out? Did it come out, like, it came out during the summer of maybe before high school, before freshman year of college, my freshman year of college, whatever. I don't know when it came out, but I just remember it was during the summer, and I was just bored. I was like, oh, Dream Academy, okay, reality dance singing. I was like, okay, let me watch it. And I was instantly hooked. I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed some, heavy on the some of the girls. And like, you know, it introduced me to this new K-pop world. And then now, like, I'm like getting into it more by, like, you know, shout out to Chiso and her amazing dancers at Ultimate this past weekend. Like, getting more into K-pop, like, you know, it's fun. People want to dance to it. People want to have fun. But then, like, I'm over here looking at the business side. I'm seeing that they over here pimping out these girls.
Atrocious.
And I'm just like, yo, what?
Yeah.
And it's just like, and it's sad to, like, that it's happening to a black girl. And, like, you know, people like to be like, oh, like, you know, she's not from America. It's like, you know, it's the same thing. Like, you know, a black girl just being, has been pointed out, has been harassed by fans, and it's just like, but then people are gonna be like, oh, like, you know, I want her to stay, like, oh no, why not? But then when she come back, they're gonna be like, oh, the bare minimum, she can't dance. Oh, I'm like, dang, well, you know, can't win. Like, y'all not the birthday, y'all not the birthday. Like, yeah, that was the point, y'all not the birthday. So I'm excited. Well, not excited. I'm excited to see, like, you know, Sabrina. Y'all know that's my girl. Hey, Sabrina. It's me, Jabari. But like, I'm excited to see, like, you know, even Justin Bieber. I'm excited to see what his set is.
Yeah.
Because if it's just him on that big stage,
bare chested,
draws, socks, got his headphones on, barely playing the guitar, I'm just going to be like, I mean, someone paying for it. Like, someone paying for it, you know. But like, Cat's Eye, like, you know, again, they had so much going for them. They had so much hype. But, like, what I don't want to see from them in Coachella is I don't want to see the same dance moves that they've been doing. Literally, it was not Coachella. It was Lola. I don't want to see the same dances that y'all did in Lola, because,
well,
I just saw
they
that.
Have a catalog of like 10 songs, if not less.
We'll
see rinse and repeat.
And that's another thing of, like, you know, Cat's Eye. K-pop, which I think it has, like, caveats. It's like, you know, it's good because, like, you know, it gets fans involved. It gets fans to do the dances and have fun. But then it's also like, dang, I've seen this dance like 100 million times. And when they was at the Grammys, like, like, I was just like, okay.
Yeah. I feel like another thing that it falls into is the amount of groups that are releasing, like, digital singles or, like, EPs of, like, 4 songs, and then they only have, like, 2 songs they want to perform that have choreography with them. And then with the addition of the songs getting shorter, like, there's not much. It's just marketable to, like, TikTok and, like, short-form media instead of.
Yeah, it's another thing of, like, you know, I'm trying to figure out who are they marketing to. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, you know, like, my thing is that maybe it's, like, their talent glimmering through, or maybe the actual song is good. But, like, you know, songs from, like, I did, like, the song-wise, or, like, you know, creatively-wise, I did enjoy Beautiful Chaos more than Soft and
was that their debut EP. And then actual
I preferred Beautiful Chaos over their first EP just because like it showed more creativity and stuff like that because I like MIA. I like Game Boy was to an extent. Game Boy was to an extent. I was getting over it. But like MIA, it was another song by them. But it's just like, I was enjoying the aesthetic. I think we were all enjoying the aesthetic. Mm-hmm. We were all enjoying the choreography from the choreographer that is trending. I wish y'all could see me because I would do the dance. Again,
no,
but like I do, but like you know, it was like very eye catching. But then now it's just like, what else?
Yeah.
So it's just like,
oh, hype will brew the day, and we'll be dealt with.
So what would you want to see from Cat's Eye after, with or without Minot? Like, what would you want to see them with doing?
I think I want them to explore with their vocals more and try to tap into a different aesthetic. I feel like I know they're trying to tailor to the preteen genre or group, but I feel like they're honestly tailoring to kids, which is not good because of what they're putting. I mean, it's not good, but like it's not, I feel like in some cases it's not appropriate for what they're putting out for children. But yeah, I think they should expand on the genres they want to explore with or without Manon. I feel like
just say it.
Manon can sing, but like I feel like they can sing without her. Like it's fine. She was really the visual centerpiece that they needed to expand out more. So I don't think they're missing too much in the vocal department, or if they end up rapping, God forbid, I hope they don't start rapping. they're not missing anything from that either. So,
right.
Yeah.
I think, like, you did make a good point. Like, I don't think Manon is the greatest singer, but I definitely feel like if they gave them a chance, she could hit something.
Oh, definitely.
Or, like, do something. And I feel like they also have, like, underused, like, I think...
Sophia,
Yunchen, what'd you say?
Sophia and Lara. Well, Lara, they've been using. Sophia, no.
Sophia, no. I feel like but Sophia, to an extent, I feel like she's expanding her range, which is good, which I would want all the girls to be doing. Mm-hmm. But like before, like, you know, it was definitely like she's learned, like, and maybe it's like, you know, a cultural thing of like learning like riffs and runs and all that. Or not runs, but mainly like riffs and like doing and like inflections with the voice. Because she has definitely like a musical theater type vibe to her vocals. But now she's doing more stuff. And I remember, and every time I saw like a different video, if it popped up on my 40 page of like her doing like, when she'll do like the ending run of like, I'll do it my way.
Like,
I remember from the beginning, she just struggled. And I'm like, whoa, I can tell that this ain't your body.
Like, let's
find it. Yeah, but then, like, she continued, like, okay, I see it. And so I'm just like, ah. And so, like, in terms of, like, Cat's Eye, like, you know, I definitely would like Minot to come back. But then another thing is that I see in them is, like, they're different ages. You've got Yunche just turned 18. Lara is 19.
Yeah.
I think Danny is like 20. Megan, 18 as well. I think, yes.
Sophia's the oldest now. Yeah. Sophia's the oldest.
Exactly. And Sophia, but then Sophia and Minot, they was like pushing 23.
22, 23, yeah.
I'm like, yo, these grown women. Yeah. Like, these grown women. Like, with like, who, and like, that's what I'm kind of looking at, like, like, when y'all got her. I was like, she was 21 when y'all got her. I was like, what you think she was going to do? Yeah. Like, not be a grown woman?
Yeah.
And so it's just like, okay, come on. And so, like, so on one hand, it's like, I wouldn't want Minot to do that because I feel like this isn't the music that she wants to make.
Yeah.
I feel like this isn't the music that she, or, like, not saying that she wouldn't want to expand and, like, only be, like, because I never want to limit a black person to only do R&B, but I feel like she just would want to do something else that was creatively stimulating. That's why she probably did the short film, which was very creative, very interesting, and actually showed a lot of range for acting ability. So, like, you know, I think she would thrive. She just needs the team. She would thrive without them, not necessarily music-wise, but in other, like, modeling and stuff like that. And then if she gets that, if she learns that technique and learns how to sing, then, I feel like, honestly, I feel like all the girls would be... I just know that if Manon, if they said, like, oh, Manon is not coming back, then the hype is going to be... I feel like the I want to say the hype is going to be over because, like, I just already feel it. Like, you know, you can have, like, you feel it in the air. And, like, it's just not there. It's just not there.
No.
So, I don't know. But, hey, you know, that's what happens.
Hopefully their Coachella performance is good. I saw a snippet of them doing Golden by...
Are you dead, bud?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's
oh, my God.
Megan.
Just annoying.
Yeah. Hopefully it's good.
It's irritating. Just irritating. Oh, Lord. Pinky. And, like, again, before we came into the booth, I literally was like, it sounds so familiar. So, almost like childlike. And then I'm, and then, like, oh, snap. This is the Six Flags. And then, welcome to Six Flags America. Ah. Good. That hopefully that place stays down. I don't hate it. The Six Flags. But oh, this is a great show.
Leave Six Flags alone. Leave Six Flags alone.
I'm sorry. I just don't like it. My bad, Chad. But all right. This is so much fun. Oh, thank you, Chiso, for joining
thank
me.
Thank you for having me on.
Chad, we gotta bring Chiso back, right? We gotta bring I say this every week. And I'm going to try every week to get a call in. I feel like that would be so much fun. And I feel like one day I'm going to get it. But for now, I'm going to hear y'all from my mind. And it's really just my multiple personalities talking to me. My bad. All right. Say deuces to them, Chiso.
Bye, everyone.
All right. This is the J-Files New Music Friday with WMUC 90.5 FM and digital. Stay swaggy. Yuck. All right.